Hey everyone, welcome to Cam Girl Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Luscious Leisha. Tonight we have Lucky Waifu with us and Rhythm Alien. How are you?
Hey guys. Great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I was saying it's a 2-for-1 sexy gamer girl night.
This is the first time we've ever met.
I know. That's awesome.
Oh, how are you? Me and her.
We had a long ass powwow last night and we were like, yeah let's just fucking yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be Cam Girl millionaires.
Yeah, well, I got faith in you. You're both really hot. So, I mean, you got that covered.
I saw you and I was like, oh my God, she has Morticia vibes and I've never wanted to be Gomez so bad. I hate blondes, by the way. Brunettes are like, I think.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm that goth mom next door look.
You look like you'd beat me and I'd love it.
So tell us, what are you up to, Lucky?
So I finally found I'm almost 100% certain that I have found my weird ass corner of the internet niche. And yeah. It took me long enough. It's been like a year and a half.
Wow. So what is it?
Sweet praising Dommy, gamer mommy that will kick your fucking ass and hates you at the same time. And I'm actually really fucking mean. So I have no patience and people love that. And I was really upset the first time that I got mad at somebody and cussed them out. And then they were like, God, I love you. And I was like, okay.
This is just my new gig now.
This is it. This
nice. You just created a whole new niche, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm very specific. Yeah.
I still have to find my niche. Help me find my niche.
We were talking for hours last night, but you're going to go over all the new shit.
Nice. So are you going to start camming tonight?
If everybody thinks that that's a good idea, I don't see why not. I have been camming a little bit, guys, but video, live, any of the Twitch stuff that I've been wanting to do. I haven't done it yet, and I'm so ready. So.
Picks only, right? On OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah, the best way to do it is to just jump right in.
Yeah, my life just took a change, and I was like, I just want to do what I want to do. So I just put my OnlyFans up on all my personal stuff, and I was like, well, if you're looking, then you're looking, so it's okay.
That's awesome. Do you, Lucky, do OnlyFans currently?
Yeah, OnlyFans. I'm on FetLife, Chatterbait.
Have you done Chatterbait yet?
Not yet, but I'm on it.
I got banned on Chatterbait.
I'm on there. That's my primary site. It's interesting. You can make money there. It's just very slow right now. Really, really slow still.
I was trying to tell her that it's so up and down too. Everything is crazy. But Chatterbait is just
Chatterbait. A lot of the weird ones.
It's got a lot of what?
Weird ones. The weird ones. That's where we yeah, like me, you know, the weirdos over there. Midgets, you know, there's a lot of shit over there.
I got so fascinated by this. I sent it to my best friend. I saw a video of a guy in the morning in his kitchen with a frying pan just whacking his dick with it. And it was kind of I couldn't stop looking.
Totally normal.
I had to keep watching.
Yeah. I make people eat their cum on a daily basis and do shit like that beforehand.
They probably fry it up in the goddamn frying pan.
Okay.
Pain Olympics. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I knew that you were my age.
Ask you. You're a MILF, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I love it when, you know, guys are like, man, you're so hot. I've never been with an older woman. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. How old are you? And he's like 28. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Always, dude. I always have people come in my room and they're like, I love mommies. I'm like, how old are you? 21. I'm like, nah, not go girl. You know, you can't even handle me.
I guess it's better than 18 though, because that would feel a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's a little strange. So Lucky, you primarily are on Sky Private, right?
So whenever I first met, did the interview with Cam Girl Diaries, mm-hmm. I, or whatever perverted shit we were doing with the ski mask. Oh, it was wild. I went for a loop on that one, but that was my main platform. I finally made a personal website and started to try to take most of my clients off of that. But I've had a lot of, obviously, the tried and true payment processor issues. I got kicked off Witch Tinder. They booted me. They're like, what kind of products do you sell? I was like, I don't.
I can't believe you got kicked off of there.
Yeah. I was like, I don't sell any products. I'm just, I'm an influencer and people yeah. like me and they send me money. And they were like, yeah, but what do you, does your business sell? And I was like, mm-hmm. I'm not a business. And they closed yeah. my account.
That's crazy. You're probably the first one ever. I've never heard of that. Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm outwardly like, I'm not, I try to be careful. Fuck.
Yeah. It's hard sometimes to be safe for work. Like, I hate it. I'm always getting in trouble all the time. It's hard for me to be that. Is it hard for you?
For me to get in trouble? Oh, man. I told you I got banned on Chatterbait.
Yeah. Me too. I did. Well, yeah. I got three guys banned on there. It's just, I do risky shit. Yeah.
I think I did too much on I Will Never Be Back allowed. I turned on like OBS. And forgot I had turned it on and proceeded to have a party in my Cancun fucking condo on the rooftop. I also did a really naughty fucking streammate show that was probably, I mean, it wasn't really naughty. Or it was nothing illegal, okay? But it's probably against terms on...
So you left OBS out while you're having this party. So you had all these people on there that weren't verified.
No, it was... just me streaming on StreamMate with a model, but we were partying mm-hmm. on camera. It was
like, no, this bitch has got to go.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I wasn't doing that. And then they emailed me back and then I found it on Recurbate. And I was like, I saved it. You know, I had to. I'll have to send it to you after.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to see it. That's so funny. So when you first started, how long ago was it?
It was when I found out that my boyfriend was cheating on me. He had like used my computer and he was getting on like Adult Friend Finder and Chatterbait. And I was like, fuck, that sounds like fun. Whatever. Like, let's do it. So we got on and I made like $150 and he came in 20 minutes. And I'm like, fuck, I'm in the wrong profession, bro. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was like a year and a half ago. Now I have been through another girlfriend twice and she was camming with me too. And I broke up with that loser. Total small dick energy. Nah, he had a big dick, but anyway, it was the vibes that were off. But
little dick energy is a thing, even if you have a technically big dick.
I'm trying to move more into out of live one-on-one shows, even though they're dumb ass fucking fun and profitable, and more into content clips and shit like fetish.
What kind of fetish stuff?
I do a lot of sissification. I think that the appeal to me maybe is that I look very nice. And
you do I look nice? You look like a teacher, like you're like, you need an apple on your desk or something, you know?
That was my first amateur porn that I did for OF. I was a gym teacher and caught a guy in the shower. It was my boyfriend, obviously, and he was jerking off.
Nice.
It was fucking awkward. It was the worst video ever. But yeah. So anyway, sissification. I make guys, you know, stretch their asshole for me, make them suck dicks, teach them how to suck dicks. Make them worship my ass. Make them beg to buy me shoes.
Do you ever put their dicks in cages or?
Fuck yeah! I just don't want to hold the key. I don't feel responsible. I lose everything. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, are you kind of like swaying towards more of like the femdom stuff besides like gaming, or are you just putting gaming into it still?
So I will do gaming, but a lot of places that I had most of my traffic don't allow it. The games that I want to play, and I'm not going to go on there and play the shit that they let you play on fucking Chatterbait. I have no interest in some,
yeah,
I don't know, you might like it. It's like hentai anime girl titties.
Yeah, so what kind of games do you like to play?
I like to shoot people and take out my anger. Yeah, I think I'm totally into female domination, financial domination, obviously. The ignore fetish? Fuck, yes.
But I've never heard of that, ignore fetish.
Really? I get guys that pay me on Night Flirt.
to stick my feet in the camera and tell them that they are lucky that I allow them to look at my feet while they order things off my wish list.
Are you fucking kidding me? Wow. I think I need to switch into that.
Yeah. That's awesome. What's your niche? Do you have very specific or all over the place?
No, I'm all over the place. Like my mind, because I'm bipolar. So I'm like, I just code myself as
I'm BPD. We're all fucking crazy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
The best people are.
Most people are.
Yeah. Most people that are crazy are the best.
Oh, I thought she said most people are crazy. And I'm like, well, yeah, no, you have a point.
Yeah,
they are. You're bipolar too.
I'm bipolar, yeah. I think that the people think that they don't have a little bit of crazy in them. It's just that they're like lying to themselves.
I don't get along with normal people.
No.
Me either. I can't get to that level. I'm already way past that level and done way crazier than that level ever. You know, I can't go back.
I found my tribe like on here. Like I had no idea that I like fucking sissy cucks. Cucking is so much fucking fun, dude. Like it's hot.
I definitely subscribe to the cuck queen community.
Are you? I'm a cuck queen too. I like watching dick.
You know. I'm a switch, so I can be into it all.
See, I like exploring guys' asses, so maybe I should look into this because, like, I like, you know, I finally got to milk somebody's prostate and I want to do that for 10 years, dude. And I finally did like a couple weeks ago.
Girl.
Yeah.
I've been the first thing in every man's ass I have ever dated. And I don't like butts, but I like that control. I'm like, yeah, give me that.
Something about someone being vulnerable enough to let you just stick your tongue in their ass is pretty.
It's a new rule too that anytime I fuck a new girl, I have to finger her ass like instantly as soon as I get it wet enough. Just one finger. Just
see, me and you are alike like that. If you can't get down like that, then I can't fuck with you. That's my whole thing. Okay.
You're boring. Go to the nursing home.
Too vanilla for me.
Yeah.
It's funny when guys realize that they actually like it and they're like, oh, don't tell anybody. I'm like, why? Who fucking cares?
Now that's gay. I don't do that. How is it gay if a fucking hot girl's in your ass?
Exactly.
Just because they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I pimped my ex out on Chatterbait. Well, you know, he was sitting there camming with me, the dude I started camming with, and I have a fuck machine. And there was a guy that came in and he's like, I want to watch you fuck him with the fuck machine while you suck him off. And stuff of many a spank bank entry.
Wow. I'm definitely thinking about looking into this femdom stuff. Like that sounds interesting because I do like that.
I have like so many fucking I'm like the queen of organization, which is another thing I'm really working on. I want to like put together Excel spreadsheets because I am sexually attracted to them. yeah, for income reporting requirements and tracking things like your progress on certain days on certain sites and traffic and shit. But yeah, I've got tons of femdom basically Word documents that have tons of amazing information on it.
Why don't you throw that shit together and sell digital copies?
I don't want to sell it. I want to get all these badass hotties in a fucking group and we can complain and collaborate. Like, it's been so hard for me to find a fucking hot girl that's not absolutely insane and letting everybody hit it. Like, I'm not licking that, you know? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? Been too many places. Fuck that.
But I've been wanting to do like a massage, hidden camera porn and shit. I finally got the massage table. Gonna set it up probably tonight. I'm excited. Yes. I've never, you know, it's really, we're nervous. I'm nervous.
Hey, don't be nervous. You're good.
I'm not even subbed to her OnlyFans. I should do that. Like,
you probably should before you go to that massage table, you know? You probably should do that.
Well, her boyfriend is a good friend of mine, thank God. So if it's terrible, I'm kidding. He'll beat you up for me, right?
No. Oh my gosh, you guys are hilarious. No, is your boyfriend aware?
No, I'm just kidding.
What'd you say?
Is your boyfriend aware of the situation?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We literally jumped on a video call because he was like, hey, my girl, this is her. I was like, oh, she's hot. And he was like, yeah, she wants to start camming. And I was like, tell her to call me right now. He was like, well, she's really busy, like doing research into it. And I was like, I'm telling you, if you don't tell her to fucking call me right now, stop what she's doing. She's wasting her time. I can save her about 4 months worth of research and heartache right now.
That's the thing. It's so much easier to talk to someone that's already been in the industry, because like going online, it's just so much shit. You know, half of it's not
true. Underselling yourself. For customs and shit too, like fuck that.
Yes,
you don't know what you're doing when you start, because you don't realize how much. I mean, as much research as I had already put into it, you get on there and there are just roadblocks, and you have to get through the like, okay, I didn't know that there was a moral clause with banks that you have to worry about, or like, okay, I didn't PayPal, know that Cashra, the verification process would take a while with OnlyFans, or that it would take 2 to 3 days to get your funds. And so just like trying to figure it all out and setting up like a system of like, do you have what kind of content, and who gets to see what on what page? It's a lot of work.
Yeah, what do you show and where?
It is. That's the thing. Like, I have to keep a sheet too, because you know I'm all over the place on those socials. It's like you got to remember which site allows what, and it's just it's a hard job. It really fucking is. People think it's so easy. It's not. It's really not.
I want to get together with like a group of cam models and hire a fucking CPA to look at all of our shit for us, and in a group rate, like a business does.
That's a good idea. I'm down. If you do that, let me know, because I do my own. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is. I owned a business before I did this, like a vanilla one where I wore jeans and knee pads and did labor. No, I'm kidding. I do a lot more labor, actually. Have you ever tried twerking for 15 minutes straight? Because that shit doesn't work out.
Speaking of twerking, have you ever done it before you got online? Like, I don't know if you've ever done it.
I had no idea how to do it until this summer when I had a mental breakdown and flew to Cancun for 3 months. And my little friend that was 24, she was like, you got to learn how to twerk. And I was like, my ass don't go like that. And she was like, yes, it does. And I was like, oh, fuck, it does. I'm the shit.
Yeah. I know. I'm older. I'm 40. How old are you?
32.
Okay, I'm way older than you. So I've never twerked in my entire life. And some guy came out of private and asked me, I'm like, I guess you'd take me to private. I'll attempt to. It was the most awful thing.
But you do SM or you mean like CB private?
Oh, I'm chatterbait private.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like twerking. I'm like, that's not even my dictionary. I don't think we even did that back when I was
young.
Do
you cam on the bed though? Because that makes it so much easier.
I use a chair.
Yeah. Or if you have a chair, like a desk chair like this, if you just bend over
the chair. Can you demonstrate it for us?
I mean, am I allowed to? I don't know where you show this. You can cut it out if it, my panty slip, right?
We can put on YouTube. Rumble's uncensored. We can put everything there.
No, you gotta hold that, babe.
Okay. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, I'm gonna embarrass myself. I'm
sorry. No, you got it.
And that girl just split ways, and I didn't cam for a week to like rearrange. Oh fuck, I'm so nervous. Jesus Christ, I can't.
Come on, you can do it. I got faith in you.
I can do it. I wasn't twerking last night, but no. I'm such a fucking prude in my personal life. It's really weird to do it in front of hot girls that I don't know and I've never met and yet. But okay. Anyway,
whoa.
Oh no!
You can do it. You can do it.
I can't.
Okay, you can do it. Put your back into it.
No, I can't.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm a bad bitch. You
can do it.
If you were guys, I would be like fucking stare at my ass.
See, if you guys want to see her do that, you need to go follow her shit. Though that's the thing, you can pay for that. She does really good job.
I think that I'm more. My bisexuality has taken a hard gay turn lately.
Has it really?
Yeah, fucking women make me nervous. And guys, I'm ready to ball bust. I'm mean to your fucking boyfriend, even.
Not really. Guys are a whole different animal, dude. I can't. I just can't.
You know what I mean?
I just can't. Like, they're irritating. You know?
I don't like SPH when, like, dude, I've said every fucking bad word about you in the English dictionary. I don't know any other languages. Fucking
write yourself in the system.
Or things that you do really goddamn bad that you think that you did really bad. And the guys are like, God, you're the best I've ever had. And I'm like, and they come back every day.
That's the thing. And like girls that get into industry, they think like, oh, I got to do it just perfect. No, you just do it the way you want to, because they'll like it. They really will. They're not too picky. There's
somebody for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. There
really is. Somebody that's into it.
My roommate is like a midget. Not really, but she has gigantic titties, like gigantic. And I was like, bitch, you would make so much more money than me. She was like, no, I would not. I'm ugly. And I'm like, you're fucking high.
Yeah, titties, the big titties, they sell. They really fucking do.
Her entire body is nothing but tits.
That's crazy. That would be awesome.
Dude, she could knock me out with one. I think that would sell. Jello wrestling?
I've done Jello wrestling. I would do it again though, for sure.
She's going to kick my ass when she sees that, by the way. She's probably going to knock me out with a tit. Yeah, we're going to Jello wrestle.
Let's do it
tonight.
You're going to be Jello wrestling? I'm going to do it live so people can pay to come see you. I think you should.
Yeah. I'm going to get on MFC. I'm approved, but I'm going to wait on her to get approved too, so we can like do our startup together.
Yeah. I like it on there. I go on there once in a while. I think I'm about switching. It's fun. It's a lot more.
It seems like it was built in 2008 and never updated. That's what it looks like.
My Chatterbait is like 1992 and never updated.
So really? I got used to Chatterbait though. That's where I started.
Me too. And I'm still there. I need to like migrate a little bit, I think.
Are you a bad bitch on there? Like,
Well, sometimes I can't be.
I mean, your eyelashes are giving fucking lady killer vibes. One of my best customers that I first had was a guy who wanted me to pretend like I wanted him to die and I was his girlfriend.
Interesting.
And he would do questionable activities while I told him to do more and more and more. And he hates me now because I was a nice girl back then and actually messaged him in between shows and be like, hey, just wanted to know if you're all right. He's kind of scared me last time. I think maybe you should slow down. And he's like, don't ever say that to me. That is not hot. My boner is dead. And then he wouldn't message me for like 6 months. I don't know if he's dead or hates me. He thinks I'm a puss. I think you should try me again though. He is alive. You know what I'm talking to.
So are you planning on doing like this kind of stuff for the rest of your life for us into the GILF stages? What do you think?
Possibly if it stays wet down under. Yeah. No, I want to make enough money and contacts and also be able to, I wouldn't mind working until I fucking died because I plan on having sex until I die. I love orgasms, but I don't want to do one-on-one ball busting, fucking my pussy for like 2-3 hours. You know, I'm not into that. I normally don't do that now. Clothed female, naked male is much more profitable and less wear and tear.
You get it. So I go on Chatterbait like clothed or with lingerie on. I don't take a fucking single thing off unless I get it paid. And I'm not putting my pussy in the camera unless I'm in private. You know, most people don't do that. They're just like, I'm taking everything off. And it's like pussy bleh, everywhere, you know?
I felt like Chatterbait was for perfect 19-year-old tens. That already had a fan base of 5 billion people and they have like, you know, the $1,000 Lovin's fuck machine and the vibrator on them. And like, nobody's tipping in the room, but there's 5,000 people watching and you're just like, this girl is a goddess. If I had $1 million, I'd give it to you, girl.
Yeah. I've definitely spent money on there.
That's the first site I went on when I started doing the cam modeling. I started on a couple's account there and then I went over to myself and I got rid of him. But I mean, it's okay. You know, yeah, they're all dead weight. It's why I stay single. I just have FWBs because, yeah.
Do you find that you're actually less attractive to whales if you have a male in the pic? I was telling her that. Yeah. I was like,
yes, we got a guest on once and they were pissed the fuck off. They're like, we're gonna do that again. I'm like, okay.
Who the fucking blow up doll that this guy bought me because he wanted me to do a custom riding a guy.
I want to blow this up.
He said, you can't have a real guy in the video because I had a boyfriend at the time. And I was like, why not? He was like, I'll be jealous.
That guy's scary. So he watched
me ride that fucking earthworm of a, nah, don't blow it up.
I'd rather have an alien. Honestly, I'd rather have like an alien one. That he's not here. He's not that.
He doesn't even have a dick.
He's got a hairy chest.
It was awful. You're like, it's hard for me. I had to use a lot of lube that day.
Right? Oh my god. Do you use your fuck machine a lot?
I use it off camera a lot. Yeah.
Do you have to use
a lot? I don't have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Do you have to use a lot of lube with that?
No. Yes and no. It depends on the
natural.
Because sometimes, you know, I try not to come or even get naked during my work day. And by the end of the day, sometimes I'm fucking ripping and roaring and ready to go. And I don't need much, but I always have to have a little.
I was going to ask you, I'm kind of feeling like I watch a lot of porn. And somebody told me that I watch too much porn. Is it normal? Do you guys watch porn every day? Because I do.
We just talked about this yesterday.
My bookmarks, I have probably 100 bookmarks, all of them porn. And
Because my friend was like, "There's something wrong with you." I'm like, "No, I just like to fucking watch porn. What's wrong with that? I like to masturbate."
Hours of talking, we're like, "What's your favorite porn?"
Yeah. I was like, "You gotta see this one."
It's not the normal thing to do if you go up to somebody's house and be like, "Let's watch this on X Hamster." You know what I'm saying?
We can't talk about weird shit like that immediately, then we're not
really friends.
Yeah, so I do the weird shit in like the 80s. See, with me, it's gonna be 80s music. If you can't have an 80s dance party with me, then yeah. I'm
gonna have to leave after Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Boston. Is that even 80s? I don't know. More of an Nirvana girl.
Yeah, me too. I love Kurt Cobain. I was so sad when he died.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember when I found out who he was, and then I was like, "Oh, he's dead."
Yeah, it was awful.
No, I didn't live through it. I think it was. I was only like,
"Oh, what? I was in high school."
Yeah, you were traumatized like I was with Aaliyah, probably.
Yeah, I was. I was like, "Oh my god." Yeah, it's awful.
Well, we went through like Michael Jackson and all that.
Fuck Michael Jackson.
Everyone is weird.
Him,
we just said
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but he was like,
he was a different kind of weird. Yeah,
he definitely was. So, what kind of schedule do you keep? Do you stream every day of the week, or what do you do?
I am neurodivergent is the nicest fucking way I can put that. I've been going through a midlife crisis. I bought 2 motorcycles, wrecked a car. Bought a brand new sports car because I always had like a 4-door sedan mom car. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a stick shift sports car with 2 doors and say, fuck all y'all. Huh?
Exactly. Mom's out.
Yeah. And sun's out, guns out. So I started riding my motorcycle and then I lost my mind and went to Mexico and came back. And sometimes I will cam for 1 hour a day, every day of the week. Sometimes I will cam for 12 hours, 14 hours a day. Sometimes I will cam for 2 weeks straight. And sometimes I won't cam for 1.5 months.
I am the same way as you. I'm all over the board. To do, yeah, like yesterday I cam for like 1 hour and then I cut out and left and came back and then cam for like 2 more hours. Like I'm all over the board.
Well, it's like if you're really not feeling it, it's something that you have to be fully committed to in the moment, I'd say.
I can't sit there and just be like, this sucks. Like, I won't. I can't do that.
Oh, tip. If you're bored as fuck, you can always, if you have the capability of dual streaming, I'm sure you do. Yeah, you're like, yeah. You're so hot.
Thank you.
Adult Friend Finder allows you to stream and everybody on there is so much fun. They just talk to you like unlike any other pay cam sites. They can tip you, but I will tell you it is a complete scam. You don't have to sit there and talk to yourself or try to act like you're interested. And they'll be like, you know, you can put in whatever location you want to. So it can be near your area or whatever. You talk about football, how fucking hot you are. What's the last thing you put in their ass or, you know, I mean, they're cool. They'll keep you busy when it's slow.
I've never heard of that one. Never heard of it. Check it out. No, Friend Finder.
I know.
Yeah. I put that bitch up in the background.
Yeah, exactly. So what sites do you make the most money off, would you say?
I do the most money on, I'll be honest, I used to keep meticulous records of every single dollar that I ever earned for the first year. And then I was like, you know what? I'm Gucci. I don't need to keep track of that anymore. I'll do that once a year. And I'm trying to get back into it. So I can't specifically tell you, but Sky Private is still the very easiest and best. I would rather sit there and fucking respond to inquiries about private shows that they prepay for, and I already know exactly what they want before they take me in there.
I looked on it today. They actually have the calendar there where they schedule the date, the actual
they can, right? They can, yeah.
That sounds like the life over
Nobody
there.
Nobody ever does that, though, because these guys are like, my dick's hard tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I need to get off Chatterbait for real. Like, I need to go over there. Like, that's not so much fun. I can't stand Chatterbait anymore. I can't. I said I can't stand Chatterbait anymore at all. I gotta get out of there. It's like making me not want to cam anymore. Because the guys are just all the same, and they're just annoying and boring.
They're cheap, and they're all looking for the next cheap thing. I feel like it's all guys, you know, in other countries, and the majority of private spenders are United States. And everybody wants models from United States, and there's none on there. Hmm. I mean, there is, but very few. And their English quality is a huge selling point on there. So you need to
see them. I'm going to after this because I need a change. And like most of the people on Chatterbait are like Australians and stuff. And like nobody wants to spend fucking money. It's annoying.
No. Yeah. I'm not here for cheapos. And don't set your price low whenever you start because you have experience, you know? And if you start letting people in cheap, they're always going to expect you to be cheap. And I would rather take two shows and make the same as the girl who charges $1, you know, and she has to take 10. I'm not.
I know. I'm such an asshole though. Like when they tip like the one token, I'm like, I always say like, yo, just stop tipping one token. It's 5 fucking cents to me. Like, stop. Like, I can't deal with that shit. It's like, ding, 5, ding. I'm like, so these guys, man, some days.
They don't have a minimum that like you can.
Or, I think you can turn the.
Yeah.
Thing, you have the sound off for the one tokens, sure. But it's just like, man, you made me look for that. That was a joke. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. I'm worth way more than that. Like, what are you doing? It's 5 cents. 5 fucking cents for one token.
Keep your fucking jeans.
But some girls will have their love-ints on. It doesn't matter what site, and they'll have one token. And I'm like, that's not even paying my Powerball to charge that motherfucker.
That's the thing. Do you have a love-ints? What one do you have?
I have the Domi and the Lush, newest Lush.
Have you had problems with it? Have you had problems with your Lush at all?
I hate it. I think it's for show more than anything. I love squirting like through the G spot, but the vibration doesn't do much. It is shocking though when that bit it's strong. I'm like,
it is strong. It doesn't really do shit for me either. Like, honestly, I gotta like sit like the right way and position my, you know, pussy the right way for it to do anything. But like some bitches, like they'll get like one, you know, token and they're like, oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm like, what?
No, you're not. This bad boy though, oh my God, I cannot hold it on my clit.
I couldn't put it
an inch or two above.
I need one of those.
And it's actually really nice. I do a lot on StreamMate now, because it's a freemium site. Have you ever tried it?
Right. I did a long time ago. I need to go back.
Percentage rate is absolutely heartbreaking every time you fucking get off there. I charge $15.99 a minute. And I mean, that translates to almost shit. They take 70%.
Yeah, really? Oh my God, 70%?
But, actually, I do $15.99 when I did 2 girl shows, and I do $9 whenever I'm solo, and it translates to my regular rate on Sky Private to $3 and something. So it's about the same. But can you imagine you're putting yourself out there if you're using the same name on all sites? Hopefully some simps are going to find you. But I sit there with this if I'm horny and I just put it right there and I'm like, and you can set your thing. So like people have to tip $10 to vibe me at all. And those guys are not cheap on StreamMate. Those are the whales.
Huh. I need to get over there.
The whales?
I mean, imagine spending $15.99 a minute and spending 20 minutes in a show with me. I would be like never financially recovering from that.
I know. Like Sex Panther, I'm on Sex Panther and I have my rates set real high. They fucking pay it.
Really? I'm on Sex Panther too. Every time they update their app, I never get any notifications anymore though.
They need to do something with the app. They need to make it more user friendly, a little bit more.
My calls don't work either.
What is Sex Panther?
Mine don't work half the time either. The guy's like, I called you, and I'm like, I see it, but it never rang. Like, I don't get that. Is that some thing they're doing? I don't know.
Well, I tried to answer the shit on my browser because it wasn't going through on my phone, and I don't even think that's possible.
No, it's not. I'm like, why is it not letting me push this fucking button? I can see the call, but it won't connect.
And it's like, yeah, you missed, and send me an email and everything. Yeah, you missed the call. No, you're
writing shit. You know, I don't know. The guy that was just calling me the other day is like, it's not going through. And I checked to see if my call thing was on. It was. So there, I don't know what's going on. So it's not just me.
I've had a lot of what is it called? Banned users or people that message me. Oh, there's a lot of things that are against terms of service that I was like shocked that were against terms of service. Like they can't talk about wearing diapers. Like you're not a baby talking. You're just saying you're a shitty little asshole.
Yeah, an idiot. Exactly. Yeah. That's where I got in trouble on Chatterbait all the time, was saying, because I like to do piss shows and I got a couple people banned because of that. Because I, you know, I didn't think it was fucking wrong to do that. You know, you can't say like showers. I'm like, why? It's so stupid.
OnlyFans didn't want me to say Ahiago.
I still don't know how to say that. Ahiago? Ahiago?
Did you see when I made the Ahiago face on the
Ahiago? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's Ahiago.
Ohio is hello.
That me and Gary did, and I made the face on camera, me trying to do that. It's a previous podcast episode. It's embarrassing as fuck. Go watch it.
Is it his last one?
No, it was like 3 ago, and he put it on there and blew me up as I tried to cross my eyes. It was awful.
Yeah. She put hers on Tumblr and got famous, Insta famous.
Well, Reddit and Tumblr. Tumblr was my like shit.
She was a married undercover slut, you know, just internet botting for the free, for the fame. Yeah.
They have panties of the day on there. And I just like the funness of it, like interacting with people and being like, oh, you want
to see? Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm on Scented Pansy still. It's where I first started like 3 years ago. And I'm still on there.
Selling panties?
ScentedPansy.com. I make so much money on there. So
really? Are they people that know you? So they don't do shows and they don't come to your rooms and they're just like, damn, bitch, I want to taste that ass.
Yeah, all it is a storefront. That is it. That's the first place I ever started working on when I first got into the business. Yeah, and I started on Sniffer. Sniffer.com, that's the same thing, but it's anything you want. Anything you want to put on there, they will pay for. You can take Cash App, PayPal,
Venmo. Bath water.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can sell anything, everything. And they don't care. There's really no rules. But yeah,
I want to start doing ASMR, nerdy fucking custom literotica. Like we're going to write. Well, I'm going to write my own stories and say them. I hope I can con her into doing it with me.
That's awesome. I want to do erotic orgasmic manifestation. I think I'll do like live. Well, I studied Tantra, like the Sanskrit Tantra. And that's part of like when you can use your orgasm to get what you want. Manifest what you want. It really does work.
Really?
Oh, I have a line for this. I would
believe that, actually.
This quote keeps coming up in life for me, but I just thought this was really powerful. Everything in life is about sex, except for sex. Sex is about power. I love that.
That is really good. I like that too. It's true though.
It is.
Yeah. And people say they don't look at porn and stuff. I'm like, you're fucking lying. Everybody does. Like everybody wants to. Yeah.
I don't watch porn that much, actually. I really don't
believe you.
I don't. I read dirty stories.
But if I do
want to get my rocks off quickly, I like put on the throat fucking for Nikki, or I put on MMF bisexual threesome or blacked raw. And that's like maybe 3 times a month. I will come just from my imagination.
Wow. That's impressive. See, I go on after I'm done streaming every night. I go and watch porn after I'm done streaming.
Yeah. You save the good orgasms for your alone time.
Yeah. Unless you're going to pay top dollar, you're not seeing none of that shit. That's where a lot of girls are.
Yeah.
You know?
I probably look really stupid.
I was just talking about the O face with somebody the other day. I'm like, everyone's like, you should see your O face. I'm like, I don't want to fucking see that shit. Apparently I'm fucking twitching, having a seizure. You know,
I want to know if I'm the only one. I do a lot of custom videos for guys that have done like one-on-ones with me and they just want to save them for later, I guess. I refuse when I edit them, I have to mute it. I cannot hear myself or watch myself do the stupid shit they want me to do.
And it's nice. I'm like that too. I don't even like watch the video before I send it because I can't. I'm like, I want to see how stupid I fucking am.
I'm just going to make sure that there was nothing embarrassing in the video on mute. And then while it's like scrolling by at 5x speed, and then I'm sending it. Can't do it.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm just going to send this along. I'm going to check in to see if he got it, if it was okay. And then I'm going to delete that shit. You know, that's what I do.
Knowing that they're going to love it no matter what you
and they
say.
Always do. I had one complainer. It was so weird, too.
Oh, what?
He was one of my very first, like, in my very first month of camming. I was brand new. He was like, can you do a wedding night big black cock cuck role play video?
Black cock down.
I want it to be 30 minutes. And I'm like, God damn, that's a lot of time. I was like, and I'm very new. And I was really pretty vanilla until I didn't know what fucking anything except the Pain Olympics and Two Girls, One Jar really was.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I had done a butt plug and that was about it. But anyway, so he was like, yeah, I'm going to order you the white thing. This is what I want you to buy. Here's the money for it. Here's the cock I want you to use. Mm-hmm. Can you take it? And I was like, yeah, sure. It doesn't look too big. And that motherfucker came in the mail and it was like this big around. And I thought about it and I even lubed up the top and I was like, no, I took it straight outside to the big trash can and threw that bitch away and ordered another one on my own dime because I wasn't going to admit that I couldn't take it.
That's way too big, though. It's like that one porn I wanted to do. They're like, I was going to do it. They're like, you need to be able to take a 14-inch cock just anywhere that you are. Like, you're standing in the kitchen. Like, someone comes up and starts to fuck you. You just got to take it. I'm like, oh, that's huge.
You've done real? Like,
I did one, yeah.
You've done what?
I've done one, yes.
I won.
Yeah. Yeah. I have offers all the time. I go on sexyjobs.com. Have you ever been on there?
I've seen, I mean, adult work. Is it like similar?
It's all that. It's all like porn companies. A lot of them are, you know, not legit.
I'm a control freak. I could never let a director have any kind of fucking control over me.
Yeah, it's rough. I am like that too. I have to control over everything in my life.
They'd have to be paying top dollar. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I only apologize to women, cute ones.
Oh, you're lucky.
Have any of you, any of the two of you, ever used like a tentacle kind of toy or a fucking one of those monster ones? No, I'm the only one. Okay. I don't have one, but I want one really bad.
A tentacle?
They gross me out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I saw one on a porn the other day and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, no.
I was so excited. Look.
It's just a shame to me, really. It doesn't turn me on. I don't like tentacle porn.
It's just fun. It's just fun.
Want, like, wide on the bottom. Like, who's doing that?
Yeah, I don't like it. It kind of wears me out.
I was excited to know. I was like, I don't know why, but my brain just told me, ooh, what if there was a unicorn horn one? And he was like, and there is. That is right here. I'm like,
it must be your generation. How old are you?
How old am I? 33. I keep saying 34 because my birthday's in December, but
I'm like 33. Twice her fucking size. I'm just slouched down right now because I'm too tall to sit up in my chair.
She's like a glamazon.
Wow. So you're in. What are you going to try? What are you going to buy one for yourself? Do you think?
It's on my wish list.
I don't have any luck with wish list. No one buys me shit.
I just figured, like, I'm like, I have all these aspirations. Like, I just need help. Help me, I'm poor.
Start out slow and don't fucking rush yourself. Definitely get a goddamn Lush Lovin's, even though it's completely useless for orgasms.
That's the thing. That's what I started with. I didn't have shit. I started with just my laptop, no camera, none of that stuff. And I bought a Lush after the first couple weeks and then nothing but up from there. Just take it slow. It's great. Great words of advice.
Stack your money. I got paid just the same. I've charged the same amount since I started, $3.49 a minute or for live shows. And I've just gotten better quality and I give more in less amount of time.
Oh, that's another
exposés, like exposing guys is really a thing that I get paid a lot for. And they love Dirty Roulette. I put them on my OBS stream because you don't have to verify for that shit. You don't be dirty.
And yeah, that's awesome. That's a good tip.
Let's see it.
It was so
cute.
Can
you model it?
Someone got me this.
And then they were like, I can't wait to see that in you.
I was at the Hustler Hollywood store.
Oh my God, there's another buy shit. I was looking on that website today to buy shit. More toys.
Really? They have so much cool stuff. But I got this for the first time because I've wanted one for forever. And
you're furry.
No, I don't know yet.
I have a reindeer suit in there. You want to play?
Yep.
I've seen those around, but you should go like, do you have your pages and social set up yet?
I do, but I'm working on them.
Well, you should go send me a friend request, and I want to see that tail.
Yeah, I'm gonna post a picture. Oh no,
that was like attached.
I am. I'm gonna post a picture, and I'll maybe have content like video or something in a package. But I have to set up my free spicier page for OnlyFans, or it might be on the StreamMate. I did set that up this morning.
You don't want to post no pictures on StreamMate. Those people come in there and they watch you, and then they come.
Waste of time.
Get on there so hard. It's like rocket science, and I'm pretty tech savvy.
That's how Chatterbait is too. I try to upload videos and shit to buy, and like half the time it's just like they didn't load. I'm like, I just spent 40 minutes waiting for this to load.
And nobody buys them. I mean, I've had more luck on Chatterbait, and Sky Private actually has an amazing, almost OnlyFans worthy fucking store page. And I don't know of any, you know, hosting limits on video sizes or quality or pictures.
That's nice. First time I've heard that.
But I've made like 10 sales in a year and a half, and I've made tens of thousands on that site on live shows. Nobody wants that shit. They're like, I want to see that pussy now.
Yeah, exactly. You're totally right. So what kind of advice would you give a cam girl, a newbie? What kind of advice would you give her about coming into the industry? Like, what's some key factors she should know about?
You need to sit down with somebody if you're able to, and go over your list of hard and soft limits. You're going to have soft limits, like maybe if you pay me enough, or if you pay an X amount of this on top of whatever, I will do it to a certain extent. But you need to have your no's, and don't fucking go over them, because they don't pay enough for your discomfort and displeasure, and keep your sanity. Seriously.
Exactly. Great words of advice right there.
I had a guy try to make me shove a big dick in my ass, and I was like, it really won't go. My ass is little. And he was like, well, I'll pay you $300 if you just try to get it in there. And I was just all, I was like, I'm not going to stretch my asshole open until it rips. I'm not.
I know. I had a guy ask me to stuff a pair of panties in my ass. I'm like, I'll fucking try. It's not going to go in. I'll tell you that right now. But he paid like $500 for me just to send a video of me trying.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't give a shit.
Did you know that there's a thing? Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I'm learning all these new like things that people are interested in. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah. So did you know that there's something to do with aliens? Like there's literally like, I think it's a real thing, like where they
abductions?
Well, like a toy that inserts eggs into.
I've seen
it's like an alien type thing. I'm not saying I did it.
I think you just know weird people.
I've never heard anything like this.
That's not Pornhub.
I'm being introduced to new things every day. I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, baby, look at our eyes.
In the industry, I didn't know
you exactly. Have, like, very large, inviting eyes.
What? I'm a pagan. I use my eyes during my show.
I think I mispronounce everything because none of my fucking voodoo dolls ever work when I train them. Oh, that's not pagan. I'm sorry, but we're very close to New Orleans. So I'll be stabbing away. Is it?
Yeah, it's black. Oh. I do white and black magic. Yes. So I was going to say, when I first got into the industry, I had no idea what anything was either. I was like, what's a POG? What's BBW? I thought BBW was big, beautiful woman. You know, stupid shit.
Right? To some people.
Half the population. I don't fucking know.
No, I thought BBC, it was big.
I was like, what's BBC? Like, I was very, like, I was always sexual, but super vanilla at this kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
But now, different story. You too, right?
Yes, I've been having so much fucking fun. Like, I'm kinkier than ever, and I'm really enjoying it. I think that getting to know myself and what I like and what I don't like, and exploring with people that I would never date in real life and shit I would never voluntarily do with men that I didn't want to immediately view as emasculated has opened my world up to how much I actually kind of like.
Yeah.
I like dressing dudes up that I don't want to marry, you know? Like, I want to slut you out, put you on a leash, take you downtown and fucking make you. Yeah.
A lot of the things in the industry is like, I didn't know I liked certain things. And like being in the industry, you get to try everything. It's really cool. Like in the normal world, you don't.
Do you want a fuck machine? Do you have your eye on a brand?
Yeah, I was looking at Lovin's. Yeah, I can't get one of those. They're really expensive.
They're really not, girl. When I tell you I've had my cheapo $150 one on Amazon that I had to like rig toys to because I didn't trust the body safe stuff, but or I put a condom on them for a long time because I was nervous. This is bat suit dildos. I'm scared, bro. Anyway, that motherfucker has made me see Jesus. I've spoken in tongues a few times. That is nice. Wow.
And that's the one from Amazon?
Yeah. But I you need to use it on tile. So if you don't like cam in a tile room, you have to keep your feet on it. Gotcha. Silly. And my pussy something. Like can stop it with like when I clench down on it. Like I can't come unless I'm clenching and it stops the fuck. It's like, nah, not that strong. Sorry. The Lovin's one actually has a double ended. So it fucks both ways. So two people at one time.
Yeah.
And it's got more like ability to go doggy style too. I'll have to show it to you. It's hot.
Let's break that shit out maybe tonight, right?
I don't have the Lovin's one, but I am, as soon as I get an extra fucking $800, I'm getting it.
It's on my wish list.
Yeah, it's on mine too. Like, I really want that one. I want like a couple of those Hushes. You ever try one of the Hush ones? The dildo for your ass or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you have
that one?
Hush, yeah.
Is it the thrusting one? The new thrusting one? Or is it the vibrating
dildo? The vibrating one. Have you ever tried that one?
I have a few of them. One's too big for me to get in yet. I got a tiny one.
So do I. It's like they have like a lot of butt plugs, and like I stray away from those huge ones. Like they scare me a little bit. I'm like, I don't know if that's gonna fit.
If they want me to do anything more than that, or the very minimally smaller, bigger one.
Oh my god.
This is not, it's not that bad. Look, it's not that bad.
Oh yeah, no,
it's scary. Like this one's gonna shit out.
Well, this is like silicone kind of like it's like so it's not as like it's not
how
as
difficult. That in,
is it that's stiff what still? I told her about the deep throating dildos too. You want a soft one so it doesn't scrub your throat.
Yes. Deep throating is an art. You definitely have to master that shit. Right?
Yeah. Have to have enough saliva.
I would say I have a PhD in fellatio.
Yes, you have to extend your tongue out more so that it like goes back more.
I was telling her she had no idea that if your mouth is really dry, all you have to do is start deep throating a dick or a dildo and your mouth is instantly fucking wet.
Exactly. It is. It really is.
It's true.
It's science.
It is. So many tips.
You have those mints too. They don't work. They don't work. But a sucker too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You should definitely talk to Lucky because she definitely has a lot of good tips for you.
Oh, we're going to do a lot more.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. I'll be thinking about you guys later.
Oh, Discord or Facebook group for just like models only?
Yeah.
Definitely. No, I mean, like, which would you prefer?
Not Facebook. I hate Facebook.
No,
Facebook is so obsolete now. No, Facebook's so obsolete. I mean, I do
social media. I know how to work.
I don't use it at all.
What do you use? Twitter?
No, I hate Twitter too. I use like Instagram. I do what the fuck? I do Sun and Pansy, Sex Panther. I mean, I'm Vet Life, all that shit.
I don't use like a SFW, safe for work, for just girls to like meet up. I want to organize parties with. STD
I was thinking
testing.
About doing it, you know, as a group, an online group with the Cam Girl Diaries. Think about doing that.
Yeah, please do. That would save me a lot of fucking trouble.
Because we had a Cam Girl roundtable a couple weeks ago. Did you see the flyer for that? Where we all got together and shot the shit. It's actually coming out in a few weeks. We've put it up.
No, so I did not.
you're gonna have to come to the next one. I'm gonna have another one in like a week or two, so I'll send you the invite. It's fun.
I was watching that one girl that was it was the one that I commented on and I shared on Twitter. I forget what her name was, but she was a fucking hoot, man. I liked her. I love all of these girls, whether they're like, you know.
You guys are all so fun. Like I said, I love this. I love doing this because I get to meet all you cool chicks, and like we don't have community for us. So this is really, really helpful, you know.
I want like water cooler talk is so important. Just to like bitch or fucking complain or like brag
or whatever. It's nice to be able to like talk to somebody, you know.
Nobody gets this. I'm pretty sure all my friends hate me because I'm always talking about cops and fucking
gangs. Everybody's like, is that all you think about? I'm like, yeah, I do. Isn't that normal? Like, no.
I'm like, and I'm still hornier now than I've ever been in my entire life, even after I look at sex all day long.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's hot.
It is hot.
It's the best job.
You should be fucking loved. Like, come on, that's awesome. Yeah. So any other tips and advice you want to give all of our viewers out there?
Don't set your prices low. Don't log off just because it's slow. Log on to something else. Talk to yourself. Talk to a friend, obviously quietly on video chat, maybe on the same screen. Do tarot card readings, do astrology horoscopes. I used to draw free dick pics on my whiteboard for people. And they would judge me and my ex-girlfriend on them. Like, you miss 100% of the big tippers that you logged off and didn't stay for, even if it was dead.
That's why you don't sleep.
I do sleep. They let you sleep stream on
Streamate. What?
On Streamate.
Yeah, I put my Lovin's vibrator in and go to bed.
You know, I'm going to sign up just for that reason.
Yeah?
Just for that reason, yeah.
Yep. I've made like $20 was the most I made in like 6 hours sleeping, but I did it because of the contest. They make you fucking stream 25 hours to even qualify, but I won $500 just for.
Yeah, that's perfect. I like those contests. Those other Chatterbait never has any contests. I notice all the other sites do, you know,
they don't. I don't know why I got lucky on that one, but, Nike. All the other contests, Twitter is flooded with all the hot Streammate models that are like the big ones. And they're always like, this is bullshit. There's like 5 users on and 5,000 models. Everybody's trying to get their hours. There's no money. It sucks.
So we're going to have you come back. I'm going to message me on, well, it's from me on Insta. And then if you want to be on the other show, the new one, I have, you'll be my new cam girl. I'm going to grill the shit out of you. So be ready.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna send her username on the chat.
Yeah, definitely do that. But yeah, I mean, it was awesome talking to you guys. I'm definitely a surprise tonight with two of you, two for one. Perfect.
It was so great meeting you and talking to you.
We're definitely, you have to come to the next cam girl round table for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
There.
Right, guys.
Nice to meet you, Hottie.
Bye. Bye. All right, I'll wait tonight, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was Lucky Waifu, as well as our special guest, Rhythm Alien. She's a new cam girl, and she's going to be on another episode with me. So we'll see if she studied up on her information. So definitely check out Lucky on all of her socials and her streaming sites, and then follow the podcast at camgirldiariespodcast.com, as well as all of our socials. And we do have memberships available now, guys. So go fucking to our YouTube channel, join that shit, and subscribe, and get a membership. All right, guys, have a great night.